This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Nadine Tillman, 43, vacations at the Amore Dive Resort, Key Largo, Florida. After days of no contact, she's reported missing by family. Police find Nadine's tour guide, Dylan Lamb, checked out without her. Cleaning staff find bloodied sheets and trash bags in the room. Officers search the room, noticing streaks of what looks like blood coming from the air conditioning closet. Nadine's body, badly beaten, found shoved inside.
Nancy, Nadine was visiting Key Largo for her daughter's wedding, set to return home Monday morning. Nadine's family told police her phone showed it was still at the resort. When police officers arrived at the resort searching for Nadine, cleaning staff admitted to finding the bloody sheets when cleaning Lamb's room. Other guests were now staying in the room where Nadine's body was found, none the wiser they were sleeping next to a corpse. Lamb was arrested for grand theft auto last year and sentenced to 1 year of probation.
Dylan Lamb, 33, now charged with murder, kidnap, and destroying evidence. Christopher Marlowe knows he's legally barred from entering a Florida McDonald's, but that doesn't stop the 40-year-old. He comes back dressed like, of course, Ronald McDonald. Cops are on a first-name basis with this guy and let him know he's not free to leave. He struggles with officers until he's knocked to the ground and handcuffed. Marlowe's backpack contains several more clown outfits and 10 red noses. Christopher Marlowe, age 40, charged with trespassing and resisting arrest. He's not loving it. More crime and justice news after this.
How could a beautiful young first grade teacher be stabbed 20 times, including in the back, allegedly die of suicide? Yes, that was the medical examiner's official ruling. After a closed door meeting, he first named it a homicide. Why? What happened to Ellen Greenberg? A huge American miscarriage of justice. For an in-depth look at the facts, see What Happened to Ellen on Amazon. All proceeds to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children.
Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A Kansas man who fled to Mexico after a deadly bar shooting has been convicted on 8 felony counts. 35-year-old Hugo Villanueva Morales was found guilty of capital murder, attempted murder, and multiple assault charges. He now faces life without parole at his July 1st sentencing. The October 2019 shooting at Tequila Casey Bar in Kansas City, Kansas, left 4 dead and 5 wounded. Police say Villanueva Morales and Javier Alatorre returned to the bar after a dispute and opened fire. Alatorre was arrested quickly and is serving 34 years after pleading guilty. Villanueva Morales evaded capture for 2 months before being found in Mexico. At the time, both men had pending criminal charges. Villanueva Morales had just been released from jail after violating probation tied to a robbery case. He also faced assault charges from a recent altercation with law enforcement. In Idaho, the family of a teenager with autism and cerebral palsy is preparing to file a federal wrongful death lawsuit after a police shooting left him dead. As Crime Online's Sydney Sumner reports, the incident has sparked public outcry and calls for accountability.
17-year-old Victor Perez, who was nonverbal and had cerebral palsy, died after being removed from life support following a police shooting in Pocatello, Idaho. On April 5th, police responded to a 911 call reporting a man with a knife. Officers found Perez in a fenced yard holding a kitchen knife. Within seconds of their arrival, they ordered him to drop the knife and then opened fire, shooting him multiple times. Perez underwent several surgeries, including a leg amputation, before tests showed he had no brain activity. Attorney Ben Niesenbaum, representing the Perez family, has filed a notice of intent to sue the city of Pocatello, alleging excessive force and emotional distress. The 4 officers involved have not been publicly identified and are currently on administrative leave. An independent investigation is underway by the Eastern Idaho Critical Incident Task Force, with Idaho Attorney General Raul Labrador agreeing to review the findings to determine if charges should be filed.
The shooting has led to protests and vigils in Pocatello, with community members demanding transparency and justice for Victor Perez.
Thanks, John. Cherie Brown's daughter visits October 17. The two discuss an attack on Cherie 10 days earlier. Cherie says a man pulled her off the street into his truck parked behind a 7-Eleven and assaulted her before pushing her out of the car. She filed a police report, the attacker not caught. Days later, she's not answering her phone. After 24 hours of no contact, her daughter reports her missing. Neighbors say they last saw Cherie speaking with someone at her door. Her purse, phone, meds, in the apartment. Cherie Brown, African American, 4'11", 90 pounds, pixie haircut. She has Alexis and Zariah tattooed on her left arm, a surgical scar, left shoulder. She also has double mastectomy scars. Last seen in a pink blouse and gray pants. She wears a medical ID bracelet on her left arm and always a silver cross necklace. If you have info on Cherie Brown, please call Newport News Virginia Emergency 757-247-2500. Repeat, 757-247-2500. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories. We do our best to find missing people, especially children, and solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.